Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. You can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube at Inspirations by God Ministry. Please download, subscribe, like, comment, and share.
And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture. Coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace.
Thank you for being so special to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us, Lord God. Thank you for every door that you have opened for us, Father God. And thank you for the doors that you have closed too, Father God. Because some of us about to walk through some doors, Father God, that were not meant for us, Father God. It had danger on the other side. It had harm on the other side. It had hurtful situations on the other side. So thank you for closing every door, Father God, that was not meant for us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And I just pray and ask you, Father God, allow us to follow you, Father God, in all things, Father God. Help us to follow your steps. Help us to follow your leadership, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And even sometimes following you, yes, it can be a long-suffering season, Father God. We can suffer in some seasons, Father God, but help us to still not veer off, Father God. Help us to stay, Father God, right behind you, Father God. Help us not to try to get ahead of you, Father God, or get on the side of you, Father God, but help us to be the passenger that we should be, Father God, as you're the driver of our souls, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Father God, for another chance, another day, another opportunity, not only to be able to pray to you, but to be able to pray on behalf of your people and into the hearing of your people, God. And I pray that this prayer has been impactful for someone, Father God. I pray that this prayer has been encouraging to someone, Father God, uplifting to someone, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that someone will repent and receive you as their Lord and Savior, Father God, on today, Father God, for we don't know the next minute, the next second, the next breath, Father God, is not promised to us, Father God. We take it for granted as if it is promised, Father God, but the next breath is not promised to us, Father God. So allow us not to keep putting off, Father God, doing stuff, Father God. Allow us to do it now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for we don't know when you're going to crack the sky, Lord God. We don't know when Jesus is coming back, Lord God, but we see the signs of the time, oh God, and we know that he is on his way back, and he's on his way back even closer today than he was on yesterday, Father God. So help us to get our houses in order, Father God, so when he does crack the sky open, Lord God, and if we're still here, Father God, we'll be caught up to meet him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We don't want to be left behind, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We don't want to be on the outside trying to get in, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So help us to do the right thing on today, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you. And Lord, I praise you. And Lord, I honor you. And Lord, I glorify you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray you. Amen, amen, and amen. I pray that something was said to encourage you on today, to uplift you on today, to inspire you on today. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you.